That was Solstice by Moonswift and Sand Snowman.
Before commencing any alchemical process, and at the different stages of it, bring the curabite, retort, crucible, or other vessel containing the matter, place it in the centre of the table, and range the tablets round it thus. White tablet with head, north. Black and grey tablet with white pentacle, east. Tablet with crystal, south. Coloured tablet with hexagram, west. The operator stands in the south. Those instructions are from S.L. McGregor Mathers and The Golden Dawn. Hello and welcome to Occult Lives, where this episode we talk about alchemy, the art of turning metal into gold. Gold is uncorruptible and rare, which is why it is the number one metal and much sought after. Alchemy, often referred to as the great work, it is the art of transformation. It is a tradition usually regarded with chemists attempting to transform base metals into gold. Alchemy has been around for centuries in both the East and the Western societies. But it also has an esoteric side. Still, transformation, but not of metals to gold, but mortal man into a divine being. Man can be the base metal, and his transformation with much work can turn him into a glorious golden man, an enlightened being, the quest to be the perfect being. Some say the word alchemy comes from the Arabic words for the chemist or the black art, but the word's actual origin is obscure. In the preparation for alchemy, there is a series of processes for the chemists who want to turn metal into gold. They needed an item that would allow this transformation, what was known as the Philosopher's Stone. This stone held the power to transformation. According to the various and very obscure alchemical texts that I've read, the Philosopher's Stone is not a stone at all. Sometimes it is a powder, sometimes it is a liquid, to be used as an elixir or tincture in the alchemical process. The Philosopher's Stone is also known as the Stone of the Sages. So the first process for any alchemist is to create the Philosopher's Stone, and to do this, the primer material was needed. This primer material is subjected to various chemical treatments as the alchemist continues this process in his laboratory. Obviously, no health and safety regulations in the days of old, so often incidents and accidents from handling these explosive materials occurred. One of the elements often used was mercury, and this is, in today's periodic table, right next to gold, because mercury is very similar in structure to gold. Now, how did the old alchemists know this? W.B. Yeats wrote, "I had discovered, early in my researches, that their doctrine was no mere chemical fantasy, but a philosophy they applied to the world, to the elements, and to man himself." Now, part of the doctrine was that the two dragons are at war with one another. This was what the metal and chemical process was often referred to. It was thought of as the male and female principles within the material being released and then being rejoined back into a new and better formation. An iridescent expression of colours in the materials occurs as these stages are performed. It becomes a multicoloured resurrection from the blackness of death. This was brought about by the second process of the two principles being brought back together. This is often known as the chemical wedding, the marriage of the male and the female. The first stage is known as the process of blackening. The material is heated to death, then is resurrected in another stage, and the process involved in getting to that is known as the peacock's tail. This is an array of colours made of various processes with the aim of reaching the colour white, and then the marriage has been made. The material that is left in the colour white and is referred to as the white stone is said to be able to transmute metals into silver. To make the material into a red or gold colour, it is said the sun must be added, and this is known as the reddening process. There are many texts on the art of alchemy, spanning the continents and the many centuries. Most of these books hold chemical recipes on how to transform a base metal to gold, but they were written in a way that only the few could read. Alchemy was symbolism all the way through its processes, and if one reads the alchemical texts, they are written in symbolism along with mystical terms. For example, in the symbolism, water may be represented by a fish, air by a bird, a salamander for fire, and so on. One gathered one's metals together, then refined it with a technique known as cupellation. The vessel used in this cupellation had to be able to withstand intense and prolonged heat. Cupellation was the process of heating the metal to such a high temperature it would force out any impurities. After this was completed, one then had to distill the material, a process that meant that the vapour created from the material in the heat could be collected into a liquid. And as was mentioned, a colouring process takes place throughout all this. It had been blackened to death, and now was being resurrected in a symphony of colours that would lead to white, the resurrected material. In between, the beginning and the end, processes, the material will change colour like an array of rainbow colours. The material is put through a series of hot and cold processes, and these relate to the elements of earth, air, water and fire, the heating being the fire element. The water added to create the vapour and the liquid obtained the watery element, whilst the vapour is the air element, the metal being the earth element, and any other materials added work towards transforming, in these processes, to a heavenly element. It was thought that using the elements meant that the metal was changing its elements inside to correspond with them. The material being transformed into gold, as gold was thought to be the perfect material, is incorruptible. In ancient Egypt, gold was known as the flesh of the gods. The people thought the god's skin was gold, and that any gold piece had the attributes of the divine within it. In the Olympic Games, to get a gold medal, one has to come first. In the old days, it was thought that gold formed naturally by God. When the world was created, lumps of metal were buried in the ground, and over a long time transformed by nature's natural forces into gold. Now, alchemy was popular over most of the known world, but there was a slight difference between East and Western thought. In the East, they weren't just looking for ways to make metal into gold bars. In the East, there was the idea that it could be made into a gold liquid, an elixir which, when drunk, can make one immortal and possibly gain special powers. Now, most alchemical books are not easy to read. They can be written in verse or with strange words not used in day-to-day language. As mentioned, some use symbols or pictorial language, so that only those in the know would know how to read the book. Well, they don't want all and sundry being able to make their own gold from base metals. Much inspiration for alchemists came from themselves. Dreams were important to them, and pondering on their work so intensely they received revelations. Being an alchemist, knowledge and thought are needed to proceed if one is to understand the intricate works of chemistry and alchemical knowledge. If one concentrated hard enough, has that will to pursue the path, the wisdom that comes with knowledge and dreaming on it can bring a breakthrough in the art. Since dreams can be surreal, the alchemists had to be able to read the symbols that appear in them, as well as in the books. Many alchemists write about these dreams in their own texts. They are visited in their dreams by mysterious persons or guides who give obscure messages or directions that reveal to the alchemists the next stage of the work. Now, there is a creed that alchemists follow, and it is called the Emerald Tablet of Hermes Trismegistus. This is it. True it is, without falsehood, certain and most true. That which is above is like to that which is below, and that which is below is like to that which is above, to accomplish the miracles of one thing. And as all things were by the contemplation of one, so all things arose from this one thing by a single act of adaptation. The father thereof is the sun, the mother the moon. The wind carried it in its womb, the earth is the nurse thereof. It is the father of all works of wonder throughout the whole world. The power thereof is perfect. If it be cast onto earth, it will separate the element of earth from that of fire, the subtle from the gross. With great sagacity, it doth ascend gently from earth to heaven. Again it doth descend to earth, and unites in itself the force from things superior and things inferior. Thus thou wilt possess the glory of the brightness of the whole world, and all obscurity will fly from thee. This thing is the strong fortitude of all strength, for it overcometh every subtle thing, and doth penetrate every solid substance. Thus was this world created. Hence will there be marvellous adaptations achieved, of which the manner is this. For this reason I am Hermes Trismegistus, because I hold three parts of the wisdom of the whole worlds. that which I had to say about the operation of soul is completed. Hermes Trismegistus is said to mean thrice great Hermes, after Hermes, but the true origins of this name are unknown. Yet I could do a whole show on this character, and maybe one day I will. Suffice to say, it is thought that it was Hermes who was the founder of alchemy, or passed on this art to mankind. So an alchemist has to know his chemistry to perform the alchemical processes. One takes the primer material and prepares it for the first stage, sublimation. It is dried out and purified. These processes are repeated over and over until the chemist is satisfied with the results. So what is this primer material that the text mentions? Well, nobody seems to know. Texts hint at it, but never actually say what it is. And maybe that is why no alchemist has been known to have successfully achieved turning metal into gold. Now, it seems most alchemists mentioned are male. I cannot find any records of female dabblers in the art of alchemy. Whatever the primer material is, the aim of it is to purify and perfect the original material, and then it will transform other objects into gold. Well, alchemy is known as an art of the mysteries, and it does seem to be a mystery as to what the primer material actually is. The stars and planets are also symbols for certain metals, and their metals also had certain qualities that these planets gave out as influences onto the living planet that is known as Earth. And so astrology became a part of the alchemical process. It would be used to find out when was a good time to perform the alchemical operations, to look at what planetary influences were in the air that might aid or hinder the operation. Now, an alchemist's attempt at alchemy is a slow and long process. There are the many stages the chemist has to put his material through. This is not done overnight, and one needed a laboratory, a furnace, and many other items. So it was not a poor man's occupation, and should it go wrong, perhaps ending in an explosion, there were doctor bills to pay. So it was a tradition hidden from the foolish, because if they misunderstood it, they could get themselves hurt in the process. Or should they succeed, they might just misuse it. Weeks at this work means the alchemist rarely leaves his laboratory, and so, not having seen sunshine in a long time from being cooped up in his lab with all different types of chemicals and potions bubbling away, was probably not a healthy environment, and alchemists were often recognised from their gaunt faces or the chemical holes burnt into their clothes. John Dee and Edward Kelly are mostly known for scrying and talking to angels, but they also dabbled in alchemy. When they were abroad in Europe, they thought they had mastered the art. They were so confident they had that they offered to perform the operation before the Emperor of Bohemia, who was fascinated to see them make gold from base metals. They attempted the experiment in the Emperor's court, but alas, they failed at it and were dismissed from the country. But these were alchemists looking to be master over the earthly elements. The other kind of alchemist was looking for a spiritual path and mastery over oneself. Thomas Aquinas writes, "Three things are necessary for the salvation of man: to know what he ought to believe, to know what he ought to desire, and to know what he ought to do." The mystery of the self. Why do we exist? What is the point of it all? Alchemists of the spiritual tradition pondered on this. They still wanted to know how to turn the base metal into gold, but this base metal was themselves. They wanted to turn themselves into spiritual gold. These spiritual alchemists were aware of being conscious and of their conscience, and worked on these in their meditation, prayers, exercises, rituals, and so on. They aimed to attune their consciousness to a higher being, a higher development in themselves. Most people seem to sleepwalk through life. These alchemists wanted to wake up, and this was their path to do that. The spiritual alchemist has to go through a process, just like the chemical alchemist does. But instead of using materials, the process is performed on oneself. The body holds the key to attaining perfection. One surrenders one's will to the chosen path, and through the rituals and practices, the body and mind is taught how to let go of old ways in a cleansing, purifying way. So the first step is submission to the alchemist's path. The second step starts off the many labours involved in this work. The will is developed with countless repetitive practices. Over time, one notices the changes and developments within oneself. There is a death to the old way of life and a resurrection to the new you. So the principles are the same in alchemy, whether it is a spiritual or a physical path. The symbols in the books that the chemists use for making stuff in their laboratories can be transposed to spiritual matters. The elements are now the spirit and the soul, the planets, the emotions and the feelings within one. Much of the symbolism is revealed in dreams, just like in the chemist's way. One eats well, one thinks well, one speaks well, one stays well. And if one progresses with that on a spiritual path, maybe one can attain to all the best one is. Working on one's negative traits is an alchemical process. There are many techniques, but to learn to observe one's anger, jealousy and so on is to be able to understand why one feels like this and that and turn them around, turn these negative emotions and feelings into oneself to something more positive. Well, that is an alchemical process. One is transforming the base, the negative, into the positive, which is the gold. Some attain to Buddhahood. Some say only Jesus can do this. Jesus became full of the Holy Spirit and transformed into the Christ. The Christ, being the human spirit, transformed into perfection. Did Jesus of Nazareth do this? As we know, there is little written about Jesus and his time before he was 30 years old. Maybe he spent that time developing himself with an alchemical process where he transformed himself to such an extent he was able to carry out his good works. So alchemy, as a spiritual development, to make oneself gold, perfect, incorruptible. So in the case of the primal material, it is the self. Both spirits and soul need to be developed and led to perfection. To do this, one has to eat well, have an understanding of spiritual and secular matters, and, most important of all, have a will. There should be a fire that burns within one to learn, a yearning to transform the stone, which is the self, into a higher being. A will is needed to make this happen, and us humans are lazy creatures and look for any excuse to distract and deter us from our true goal, to become gold. For spiritual alchemists, alchemy was a way to get to know God, to possibly become a god. This path needs personal effort, which is why it is a process. It is a mystical development for the self, bringing out of the darkness of the modern world and into the light of the spiritual. And this takes effort, which is why it is known as the true work. All you have heard has been looked up and researched by myself, but you can find out more on alchemy in books, the web, talking and libraries. Thanks for listening, and until next time, peace and out.
And now a track by Moonswift and Sand Snowman, September.